was the thing.
Was the thing, and when it did.
Oh.
So, I spent.
We didn't call in the senior center and say we're doing a drug flush.
So it was a good workout for me.
That was an option.
But I felt like it was beneficial.
Cool. So you're gonna make your wife.
Yeah, till I get that good.
Hi, Karen, where are we?
Does that make sense?
We are on Veteran Services. Are you recording that?
Yes.
All I know.
Veteran Services is, we get an invoice from Sweetwater County, they manage the Veteran Services.
Right.
So we just pay from that, and that's what we budgeted. TANF, this didn't go up, we just moved this from SAFE to consolidate all of the TANF instead of it going to the several different entities.
Right, and it's passed through us.
It's flow through money.
It's flow through.
But we had it in,
SAFE.
We had, yes.
And home-based family.
And home-based family service, it was kind of spread out, and this just consolidates it, so we can pay from one line item when we get the invoices. Van Blackhouse is gonna be here tomorrow. I told them they did not need to come, but they wanted to come, so they'll be here if you wanna talk to them. We funded them last year when they came and, gave their spiel, and the sheriff's department relieved my concern about who was going to verify the payments, and they said they could do that, and they have been doing that.
Well, I think that helped all of us.
Yes.
Yes, I didn't feel comfortable, approving vouchers that I had no idea about, so they're doing that now, and.
And this is an up to amount not to exceed?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Soil conservation, we already met with Mike and talked with him. Coalition of government, these are dues that you pay to the, other counties.
So I'd like to discuss that one.
Okay.
For the first 3 years, I went to these meetings as much as I could possibly, and in the past year, I haven't attended more than one, I don't believe, two. Are we getting our money's worth out of that? And I'd like to add to that too, that we put $10,000 towards the conservation district for their dues to this same organization. And Darrell Walker now, with his wife passing and all that, is traveling more, and I don't believe he's going either. And Mike Hinn hasn't been going, so in my mind, that's $40,000 that we're not utilizing. And I'm fine with an explanation if anybody has one.
I've never been to a CLG meeting. I attended once on a conference call. I don't know the answer to that. I do know that I don't say take delivery because it is a coalition. They do often send out correspondence with our name on it that we've been questioned about in the past. I'm aware of that. I guess it's our fault, our responsibility
to go
if we're not going. But I will say this, if we're going to pay this kind of money,
someone's got to go.
Someone needs to go because we are being we're being represented without representation.
So in the winter months, the first 3 years, I really tried to go. Darrell Walker and I actually took turns driving and went. And in the last winter, I couldn't seem to make time. But I would continue to do that, but I do question the benefit that we're getting. And the other thing is I know in the last couple years, when it comes to FINERPA grants, and correct me if I'm wrong, we've been applying for our own as a county, not going through them. So that's another disconnect that we're not utilizing. Can you elaborate on that, Joel?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Some of the
Some of the FNRPA grant money that goes to CLG, like if you look at all the comments Connie Brooks does on cooperating agency stuff, a lot of times that saves us from having, they do a lot of comments on stuff that we don't, because we would, if we had, number one, if we did it, who are we going to get to do the comments?
So.
The Connie Brooks law firm is really good at that. If anything justifies our belonging, it's probably that. There are times I know they, not too long ago, they were, we're going to write a letter directly to the governor because they had submitted some FNRPA bills and for reimbursement to the state, and they hadn't got reimbursed. And all I did was call Bailey, and she called the lady with the governor. Her name never comes in my head right. Within 24 hours, it was taken care of. And yet they were going to write a letter directly to the governor complaining about it, wasting his time, big time, when all they had to do was pick up the phone and ask the right question to the right person. So sometimes I'm pretty frustrated. I used to go to all of those meetings. I did before you were a commissioner. I'd go with Darryl, and then Mike Hinn, sometimes he went. And so I kind of have mixed feelings about it. But at the same time, I know, and I've been told flat out, if we didn't belong, the whole CLG would collapse for lack of funding. I don't know if that's true or not, if they would collapse or just have to greatly reduce what they're doing. And then in some cases, there is some duplication, like the grazing renewal was an example. We've done our own, had our own FNRPA money to participate in a lot of that. And even with that said, CLG commented on that, which maybe added weight to it to have, you know, more Sumner, Lincoln, Uinta, and Sweetwater, four counties behind the same message. So there's some advantages there.
How are the dues determined? Are they equal? Are they
County, each county pays $30,000, each conservation district pays $10,000.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
We just found an error. We actually have paid them $35,000 this year. They went up. I didn't get a change or anything, but it went to $35,000.
I didn't realize that. I guess it's for not being at the meetings.
Exactly.
So, well, I mean, that's a serious concern.
In the last few meetings that I did attend, which was the previous winter, money always was the issue and the concern. And it was unfortunate that as soon as they saw a Sublette County commissioner there, it became more of a prevalent conversation than it does without us there. It was frustrating. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I think something that Sublette County has, and this is an assumption, is our conservation district is so strong that we can weigh on, we lean on them almost more than we do the CLG. I don't know if those counties have that opportunity.
You know, I guess in the course of this conversation, you've been to several meetings.
I've been to a couple.
Joel used to go quite frequently. I've been on a commission for 3.5 years. Somebody else went. I knew very little about it. I do remember getting a call from the newspaper back when there was a letter written to the governor that had to do, I believe it was migration, quarters, game, fish, whatever, and I knew nothing about it. But yet our name was affixed to the letter, and that's part of the coalition. What I'm saying is there may be benefits, there obviously are, but if we are going to pay these dues, we need to show up. We need to be at the table.
That's a very good point. A very good point.
I'm willing to make those attempts, but during summer months, there's absolutely no way I can drive to Kemmerer and spend a day.
Well, and that's just it. We're going to need at least two commissioners doing it. To rotate and have all five of us going, it's not any continuity.
I think,
you know, and you did bring up a good point with Daryl, because Daryl faithfully has been involved in this
Darryl's
for a long time. His life circumstances changed. I don't know where that is. I don't know if my kin has been attending regularly. Like I said, I participated in one conference call with them, and I don't think anybody from Sullivan County was in then.
So I do believe that your comment's correct. We either engage or we disengage completely.
Mr. Chairman, just one thought before we make, I don't know that we need to make this decision right now.
Right.
I would prefer, as part of making this decision, to sit down and have a discussion with Mike,
And that's fine. I mean, for now, I think we're good with leaving that money in the budget.
For this year or for this point in time?
For this point in time.
Okay.
We still have to have final discussions, but I think Mr. Bowser brings up a good point in terms of having Mike in as part of that conversation, but we're also going to have continued conversation of, if we're going to do this, who's going to commit or obligate or participate in going.
So, Mr. Chairman, so is it 35 or 30, please?
It's 35.
35.
Is what we got the bill for the other
day. Plus 10,000 for the conservation. The conservation district overpaying?
I don't know.
The conservation district pays 10, but I don't know if they take that out of the money we fund them.
Ours is the.
It's probably.
What's the word they used?
Where does it come from?
Yeah.
But I don't believe we've ever wrote a check for 30, plus
so
10, for 40. I think they write their own checks.
No, they do write their own checks. But I'm just saying.
Comes out of the budget.
The unrestricted checking from the conservation district. And that's our money.
So in fact, it'd be 35 or
45.
So. And there's some assumption there. The conservation district could be using some other pot of money, but it's still all.
Okay, are we ready to move on to the chip seal project? That's the number that Lily had a couple of weeks ago for the 2020 chip seal project.
So yeah, we do accept the bids on that.
We already did.
Yes, we did, but the point is it's down $900,000 because of that. And,
So, according to Billy, chip seal is probably going to be something that happens year after year in order to maintain the parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is the new chip seal. Last year we had a chip seal, and this is a new chip seal.
So he's expecting this number next year also?
This is for next year, yeah.
Okay.
That's the bid that he got from HK.
And I'm going to take this opportunity to say this again. I think I said it on Monday. But this is a new day, new era in terms of budget and where we're going. In the previous years, we have been able to put money into our depreciation reserve accounts. And that included, after we took care of capital expenditures. This year, we need to keep in mind that with the decline of revenues and our operational costs, that capital projects will be coming out of our depreciation reserve accounts.
But this one we included in the regular budget.
Okay.
So can I get some clarification? That's all this is. Last year budgeted 2.4 and we used 1.9 on the last bid, right?
Well, let me hang on just a second.
So that's all I'm asking. I just need
so last year for the prior chip seal, we budgeted $2,400,000, but he only spent $2,238,000.
Okay. And this year he budgeted?
$1,989,000. This was put out to bid and budgeted as this line item. Mm-hmm. I had kind of anticipated it being a capital improvement, but it got bid out anyway. So and that's what Billy explained during our budget talks, is that chip seal is going to be...
It's a maintenance.
Maintenance, yeah.
Which I understand. So to finish my question, we spent 1.9 on the bid we awarded 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Which comes out of this year's budget.
21.
Comes out of
next year's
budget.
Mm-hmm. We already.
But it's not coming out as a capital improvement project.
It's coming out as maintenance.
Maintenance. Yeah.
So how much are we allocating for next year's?
That's it. The 1.9.
This is a 2021 project.
Okay.
So it's just not.
So what about 2022? Then we seem to be jumping. I mean, looking ahead, and I thought I'm getting this right. Is there any?
I don't know that I have that number. I can tell you about 2020.
I guess I'm just kind of scrambled
in
my mind. If we just awarded the bid for 1.9, that would be out of this year's budget, right?
No, it's out of 21.
We won't pay for it until after it's done. So
fair enough. Okay, that clarifies that.
Yeah.
Right. The budget for the 2020 chip seal that we talked about last year was...
So it physically goes to bid and is awarded before we have the number on the line item.
And if you want to change that, then you'll need to talk to Billy. But
I think that clarified it for me. It goes to award a bid and it's awarded before we know what...
Which is kind of helpful, knowing what it's going
to
be.
So I'm okay with that. That's the clarification I've been trying to get to.
So that's this year's
2021
budget.
Got it.
Yeah.
And it's not in the capital improvement plan. It's part of
maintenance.
I didn't realize that until now, but now I have.
Well, it's not an improvement, it's maintenance. It's just same as Andre.
Exactly. I got it. Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Noble?
Yeah.
So, the chip seal project, before that was put out to bid the last time, I don't know where the gentleman from Rock Springs that does chip seal work got my phone number, but I got it, and he indicated to me then, I'm just throwing this out there, that these chip seal projects, now remember, I don't know what I'm talking about except for what I was told. These chip seal projects don't always have to be do it every other year because of the type of project that it is. In other words, going down a road or in the parking lot are two entirely different projects. So sometimes you may look at one in a parking lot and it has to be done every 2 to 3 years to keep it up. The roadway, on the other hand, might be 4 or 5 years. The point across he made to me was he thought the chip seal portion of these projects should be a separate bid item. Whether they are or not, I don't know. But it made sense to me that ice forms on different places in different times and it also melts differently. So why couldn't this be the same way? In other words, you have a chip seal project on a parking lot that's used continually, day after day, all sorts of stuff on it. Whereas a road that you just chip sealed may not get near that traffic, or it may get heavier traffic. I don't know. The question I have, or he had of me, is why don't you guys put a chip seal project out to bid? Because the bigger contractors generally bring in a chip seal expert, if you would, and tack on an additional whatever that they do for their protection. And that's where it's going to go anyway. So his suggestion, and granted, I don't know where he got my number. I'm just passing that information along for the future that perhaps we should look at that in two different categories, chip seal and what's the other term? overlay or whatever that, whatever that
overlays
is.
Asphalt.
And I don't know.
Parking lot, overcoat, yeah, whatever. So I had the same phone call, and I followed up with Rio Verde and Billy. I don't have any concerns now. Does that make sense? Doug, he called me also, expressed his same concerns. They gave me explanations that I felt were understandable as to why they do it the way they do, and it, I'm fine with that. Does that make, does that, yeah, I know.
And, I'm just taking and the I word think, on it. That's
I think,
good.
Doug.
But you're saying you got it from Billy.
I got.
From Billy and Rio Verde.
Billy and Rio Verde.
Yes, which, so here's the underlying thing, is when we put out a chip seal project and an asphalt or a parking lot overlay or not or whatever, seal coat, what it is, we put it out as one big package, which comes in at $1.9 million. The problem this smaller contractor had and is having is he can't bond. So he can't, he's just a seal coat guy for parking lots. So he wants these out in separate bids so he can be part of that bid package without the big chip seal. But prior to this, the parking lots weren't getting taken care of correctly. And that's why Billy and him have put them in one package. And the whole goal here is, for example, the last one we awarded was with HK, I believe. Mm-hmm. HK still sends out to this guy as a subcontractor to get that price. He's still included in this package. The heartburn this guy was trying to have, it was he wants them split up so
he
can bid on them individually. And his logic behind that was is because as a subcontractor, the general contractor adds 10%. And it would save us money. So does that kind of sum it up?
Sure it does. But I think Michael, the question at hand right now is the budget and the amount of 1.989.
Doesn't that help?
Oh yeah, I just brought it up.
Yeah.
I got that phone call. And yeah.
I go through contractor conversations at least once a week.
But well, I appreciate that explanation.
Well, I do too. But he's not a Sublette County contractor.
No, he's from Rock Springs.
Well, there you go. That answers my question.
But so is HK. HK's.
Yeah, but neither is HK.
Well,
HK's
but they're a big
not
contractor.
Even a United States contractor.
Yeah. I appreciate the conversation. I'm glad you.
You old castle. You're up.
I'm glad you had the conversation with Billy and Rio Verde.
I did.
Cleared that up. I think we're good with the process going forward. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you sharing the information from the phone call because I didn't get one. And I wouldn't know what he was talking about.
Okay, the Centennial Committee will meet with you tomorrow to talk about their budget request of $100,000. The Sublette County Rural Healthcare Land Purchase is no longer included in the budget because we got the invoice for that and paid it yesterday.
So we came on last year's budget. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Assumed to be last year's. Yeah.
The last thing on that we have moved to the general fund is the Daniel Fire Hall because it was in the reserve. We're going to need to do a budget transfer of $1,930,000 from depreciation reserve. $1 million came from the SLIP grant, and there was $69,164 left in the general fire suppression account that was created several years ago before Unified Fire was unified. It's when the Fontenelle fire happened and we brought in additional firefighters from Teton County. We didn't have a way to pay them, so that line item was created and the amount just carried over year after year. And in visiting with Shad and ML, we didn't see the need to continue that line item because Unified Fire is unified now and they can pay for those kind of things. So we moved that money into that General Fire Hall line item. since it was fire. But since structures have to be owned by the county, that money has to come out of the county budget, not the fire budget. And it was put in reserve several years ago in the county reserve for the demo fire hall of $3 million. And it moved 1.930836 from the will move it whenever we do the budget transfer.
So that money basically is coming out of what we had in the appreciation reserve for fire.
That you set aside for that fire hall. And the statute says that you can put money in reserve. You have to have a reason for it, and you're saving up for it. And when you do that, then it needs to be spent. You can't just keep piling it in there.
Okay. Questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman, my only comment is that I know that we set back the date of the bids by
today.
A week or 10 days.
It opens today.
I do not know why.
I think so.
I don't know.
Today's Thursday, isn't it?
No.
Today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
So tomorrow.
So we should be getting those bids on Tuesday?
I don't know as we will see them. Todd's going to see them.
Well, that's a huge item.
I would think
before
Todd will go through them and then present them to us.
That's what I thought. I mean, but I guess the point is here, we are budgeting $3 million for the Daniel Fire Hall, of which $1,900,000 and whatever you got up there is coming out of our budget reserve. The other is coming from the SLIP grant that's already been awarded.
And then $69,000 from an extra account we had.
Then it will be up to us to see if the bids come in at what we're anticipating. But the process here today is to hear comment and approval on putting this in our budget.
And you don't approve it until next month.
I understand. But we're talking, we're having that topic of discussion. We don't approve any of it until 17th, I understand.
Mr. Chairman, where does this money go if we approve this today?
We're just giving it an okay.
The bottom line is if the bids come in $500,000 over and we decide not to do this, where does this money go?
It stays in the budget. We have the option of telling them to...
The $1 million for the SLIP grant will have to go back.
Well, I understand.
Well, unless we go through the process of telling them to rebid.
Okay.
To get that in by this year, we still have the option to do that. If the bids come in at 3.5 million, we're expecting 3, we reject the bids, tell them to go back, and we come out and bid it over again, we'll see where we stand.
Okay.
Commissioner Baker.
Well, you know, surprise, I'm not for this expenditure of our money, and especially this year. And I don't know whether today's the proper time to bring it up, perhaps the proper time for me to bring it up when we are in the process of either approving or not approving. So I guess I would need some lead on that.
Well, let me just, we'll continue to have this conversation. Bring it up now is fine, bring it up then is fine. But I guess the question is, we only vote on approving the budget. We don't vote on
it. I understand that.
So when that time comes, then you have the opportunity to cast your vote on whether you approve the budget or not. I don't think your feelings are going to change between now and then. I personally would rather hear it one more time than two or three more times, with the understanding that if the rest of the board is for this project, then it's going to be up to you whether you vote or not for the budget based on this one item.
Well, so you understand perfectly well. Number one, I think it's just a tragedy that we're considering under the circumstances, the financial circumstances, and the impact that has had on this community, the fact that they're going to have to look down the road for whatever expenses are incurred, not only for this thing, but for the rest of the infrastructure that we have here to keep in the maintenance. There are people in this community that have lost jobs, will be people that have lost businesses, probably will never come back. Some of the jobs that folks have lost went wherever they had to go to get them. I just think it's from our perspective, I think it's not appropriate to even consider a facility that, here again, in my opinion, is an unnecessary expense at this time. There's going to be ample time down the road to make these decisions when hopefully this thing goes higher, if you would. That you well know, every projection for the revenue stream from the state on right down to the counties is projected a downward slide. How down, we don't know that yet. But there's out there, the state projection could be as high as 50%. Man, that is significant. Really significant. And so I'm going to make my objections to it now, and I'm going to tell you this. I will support the budget. Don't get me wrong there. When it's all said and done, I am going to support the budget. But I will have the clerk make notations of the objections of the, as we go through this thing, of the objections that I have to proportions of.
And I don't know if that's, I mean, we will have that when we have a public meeting the night before. The day that we adopt the budget, we have a meeting the night before to consider the budget. And I guess you'll have the opportunity to list what points that you disagree. I'm going to say a couple things. Number one, and I think you've said this before, and I think Tom can validate this as well. The cost of construction is not going to get cheaper 3 years down the road. So to put it off because of that, I don't think is sufficient. I think in the discussions that we've had with the commission, including the 2 years that we were on the board before you joined us, the commissioners had the position that they see this as a need for the community and as a need for Daniel. And I guess, do we go into those arguments again, whether it's the central location, the water supply, the cost of the ISO rating, what happens, if Daniel's a weak link in the system, can we correct that? Is it part of our five-year plan? Is the building going to be beneficial in terms of housing all the necessary equipment, including the water tenders that we have? Is it going to be beneficial in terms of maintenance, which is incorporated into this? It's been considered by the SLIP board. One of the reasons for their approval was that it was a two-for-one project that included both a maintenance facility as well as a fire hall. Are we going to consider the fact that if we don't move forward with this, we're going to lose $1 million in a grant that's been applied? We can argue the cost of maintenance. I can give you figures that we never know exactly what they are. We can tell you what we're spending on building maintenance now. We can look at what we spend on $10 million facilities that we currently own for healthcare. All those are going to be, I don't think we'll ever come to agreement on. So I don't think it's going to be productive to keep button heads over this. And I guess what I'm saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think the majority of the commissioners share the feeling that this is a necessary, needed project to meet the not only the community's needs with regards to fire, but the county's needs as well. And so I don't want to you can debate for a certain time, then it just turns into an argument. And I appreciate your views and being able to share differences. But I would, you know, I guess what I don't want to keep going down the road. And certainly when we get to the budget and you have a list of things you agree with or don't agree with, that's the time to say it. That's perfectly fine. Commissioners?
I just want to point out one thing, that the focal point seems to always come to the word fire. It's a joint compound, a joint building. It's road and bridge and fire. And when I was at the SLIP board hearings, that was extremely highly looked upon. They were ecstatic that we were dealing with two problems at the same time. They complimented Chad and I on that over and over. So I just, that's one other point that I want to make today, is this is a two-for-one deal. And it always seems to come to the word fire.
Commissioner Baker.
Mr. Chairman, I understand the two-for-one designation, but what I don't understand is, forgive me if I get too blunt, and if you can shut me up if I do, I appreciate that. The two-for-one deal is only in the minds of Mr. Noble and Mr. Cooper, because as I understand it, this is a force feed on Road and Bridge to be incorporated in there to share part of the responsibility of the expense of that rascal. Now, having said that, I don't believe Billy has ever been involved in the design or the construction or the whole idea behind that. Go ahead, Mr. Noble.
Don't exactly remember the time. It was a year ago, last summer. Todd, Billy, the Daniel Fire Department, and I specifically went through the plans. Billy is very aware of what the plans are and what's in them. He sat there and had his input in the plans. And I can give you multiple examples, but I don't believe that's necessary. Billy has seen the plans. He's fully aware of what the building looks like.
And I'm going to contest what you just said about force feed. I've had conversations with Billy, and in no way, shape, or form did I get the impression from him that it was a force feed of something that's being pushed upon him.
Well, fair enough. I guess so. The only thing that we have to do now is wait to see how the bids come in, and that may settle the issue anyway.
It could well, yeah. Yeah.
Enough said about that. For
Mr. Chairman, I won't repeat what I've said in the past, but one thing we maybe have not talked about is if those bids come in and if this project goes forward, would it not make sense to put that existing fire hall up for sale and recoup part of our cost? Why would we need to keep it?
Makes sense to me. Good question.
We can't even get rid of an ambulance barn.
Yeah. Well, you might be surprised. You might be surprised.
But to answer your question, Mr. Chairman, Joel, I have been contacted by some people in Daniel when the question was asked about the fire hall. And that was their first thing. Can we buy the building? So there is an interest there in Daniel by some people that would like to purchase that building. If this all fell into place.
So if this came to fruition,
yes.
The idea would be we would have to have that appraised.
That's right. Oh, sure. Absolutely.
To determine what we might. It would help offset the cost somewhat. The one thing I don't think we consider maybe as much as we should is the area that this would improve the safety. If not just Daniel, it would improve the water response time to Bondurant, to Repine, to Cora, to Pinedale. Maybe even if there was a big enough fire with that available water supply, might even help those other suburbs. I don't know that for a fact. But it reduces the cost of insurance within a given area around there that everybody that lives there, when they buy insurance on their house, their fire insurance premium is based partly on response time and volume of water. So if you have a fire, your chances of reducing the damage affect your insurance policy rates, and that's bigger than a lot of people realize.
That's the key focus in terms of this facility with the water capacity. If you get the outer reaches of the building, whether it's where you live, where I live, where Alex Summers lives, or somebody who lives far up about Horse Creek, and you don't have the capacity to go past 20 minutes at 125 gallons per minute, you're going to need backup water supply on the way if you've got a structure fire that encompasses more than 25% of that structure. So it's exactly right, and that's the point. I mean, that's the selling point to me in terms of the safety issue for the county.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may, if we're going to get into this discussion, I thought we were going to leave it alone, but so again, here we go. So if water supply is such a big issue, why has this commission authorized purchase of tenders for $430,000 to carry 3,000 gallons of water when you could purchase tenders that carry almost twice that much amount for half the price?
That are fully equipped with all the valves that you need and all the fittings and everything the fire department needs. I can't get into that conversation with you.
No,
but I can tell you that's why we got the fire chief.
The water supply is very important, I agree. And that's why at the last time we bought a $39,000 water supply, or water truck that carries 3,000 gallons, it boggled my mind why we paid that much when we could pay half that for a truck with the capacity almost twice that.
Did you ask the chief that?
We had that discussion at the meeting, the opening meeting.
Yeah, we did.
I'm sure that it wouldn't make any difference how I questioned it. I know what the answer is.
So you do?
I absolutely do.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for the bids to come in.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Did you disagree with the chief's answer? Did you question his answer when he gave you the answer?
Commissioner Rawhauser? No, I didn't.
Well, you are now. He's not here. That's my point. You know, he's our professional. And so when he says, this is what happens to this, this is where this comes for this, because you asked him a lot of questions the other day.
So I'm not going to get into a battle of words, Commissioner Rawhauser.
This is not a battle of words, Doug.
My opinion is based on what I believe is the best for the Daniel community in particular and Sumner County as a whole. And we do not need a $5, $6, $7 million facility or whatever it's going to cost.
And if you're going to get to
what I mean. We're not going to approve a 5, 6, or 7. We're not going to approve a 5, 6.
No, we're not. And
wow, I'm feeling better all the time.
But see, the problem there is you're not listening, Doug. This is the point. If this does not come in within the parameters that we have set forward, we're not going to build it.
Good.
See, that's what I mean. You just figured this out. You just figured this out. You're not listening to what we have been saying all along.
No, if you want to get into a war of words, Commissioner Rawhauser, you're not listening to what I'm saying. We have an economy that's on the verge of crashing. You could take that millions that you're going to put into a Daniel Fire Hall and forestall, actually, what is it, a million and something a month for salaries. You could pay those folks another 3 months to let them live here.
But the money's gone then, Doug, when they move away. But we're not going to go there.
Fair enough.
All right, I think we're
next.
What's that? Lunch, Matt.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you, Kerry.
Lunch is up here. We got burgers.
Oh.
So take a piece.
So we are not going to go do the photo since there's thunder and it's starting to rain.
Does
that
really?
We
just did a photo.
No, the group.
Oh,
that's
right. I thought you were going to use the old one.
We can't hold on to that.
Well, you could.
I forgot that last time.
Thank you very much.
I would have got you a 6-pack too.
Yeah.
Just one.
I got your credit card. You just stopped at the liquor store on the way home.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Can we come to your car?
Yeah.
You know, that ain't that far away.
Okay, more photos tomorrow for those that did not get.
I will be prepared.
I was going to take the one by the, well, the bridge. Sorry, we'll figure out something.
We still have a little time to do something else.
Sure, we do.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. You're the one that has to drive home. I'm going to stay to my house.
I can take it on one beer.
Holly, when do you think you'll call?
We have to tomorrow.
2 o'clock
Friday morning.
It's
not going to be tomorrow.
Okay.
I know it's not going to be tomorrow.
Friday.
You can go fishing on Friday.
Okay, but can we? Can I call you?
Yes.
Like Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
I would go there. I was just going to tell you.
No, they're short.
Yeah.
Are they short?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I don't need. I'm fine. I can drive back.
No, we got it.
Is everyone else? I don't want to see.
What's that?
Don't give him numbers because
well,
if the scope of work
matches
the amount of bids,
it's
legitimate.
Yeah.
We may or may not accept them. To say we're going to throw it out regardless.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I,
if the scope of work matches the numbers,
yeah.
That's all we're looking for.
The part that I is the first day that he came on board, he mentioned this. So, sure. And all the people I talked to in Daniel, they're excited about it. Pardon? Well, somebody's mad at Chad.
No, they're mad at everybody.
Well,
he spends hours a day on the phone. Matt, thank you for picking up the hammer.
Of course, his signature on the card.
Doc's?
Yeah.
Good.
I'll call the fraud department when they get through. So what do we have tomorrow, Dave? We're going to hear from Van Dyke. We're going to hear from the Centennial Committee. Who
museum,
will we hear?
Rec Board. The capital accounts, the capital improvement plan, the reserve accounts, and outside entity requests that don't fall under anything.
Those are the very last ones in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For conversation's sake, just as a number to add to capital improvements, we don't have to accept or nothing, but I'd like to put that $400,000 in those water studies. Does that make sense? We don't have to put it in the budget, but it seems fairly important to me to have those numbers analyzed.
Okay.
Well, if you put it in there, you're going to have to take it out of budget.
Well, we can. I just want to put it in the capital improvement discussion. I'm not saying we put it in the budget.
What's that called?
The water study, the $400,000 for the water study analysis.
Oh.
I just think it would be in our best interest to discuss it as a capital approval.
Where did you come out of it?
Where did you
come out of it?
The bench.
Because I think all that data is valuable.
So
that needs to be compromised with time. exactly right. It kind of makes me think back to the air quality. The biggest scream we ever heard was there's no baseline. We have no baseline. Well, with this water data, we do have a baseline.
Do they know which water's in there?
Or could have.
Water's in
there? In their refrigerator? Huh. Right around the corner.
Are they...
Right there behind them.
Hey, are we allowed gravel though?
Yeah.
So he's not going to cost me?
Yeah. No. Courtesy of town tomorrow.
Who wants a water?
Please.
I have
only
two.
Sorry, Tom and Mac will share one.
Give it to Mac.
I can go to the water.
Who else?
Give it to Terry.
No.
Go ahead and take it, Janice. I'm not going to drink. I'll go to the drinking fountain. I'm close to it.
You guys figure it out.
I'm brought by your own.
Pretty burger.
Mm-hmm. So, that should be a full day.